Well, it's fun to see San Francisco, but I come from California. I've been here before. Like, a lot of the kids that are here, they don't come from California. They've never been here before.
What is it like? You're up there. You're waiting to audition for George Lucas. What other kids have you seen? What other stars have you seen? Seen other actors?
I've seen the kid from Dawson's Creek, and I've seen the kid from Malcolm's Middle, and also the kid from Party of Five. It's going to be tough, but it's going to...
Malcolm in the Middle, I'm told. Malcolm in the Middle?
Malcolm in the Middle. It's going to be tough because there's some good ones, but also a lot of amateurs. And I fall into that category, fortunately for me, Phil, where I have done some interesting things. I've made some interesting choices. I feel confident.
When is your audition scheduled?
Well, right now we're waiting to hear from the casting office. We're hoping to get in before the end of the week.
Do you know how many people Mr. Lucas has read for this? Now, this is the part... this is the part of Anakin Skywalker as a teenager, correct?
That is correct, Phil. It's later in the trilogy, before he becomes Darth Vader, but after he's a kid. He's a teenager, and he's starting to be into the dark side. So, it's going to be a challenge, no doubt about it, but I've studied this character, Phil, and I feel I know the character.
Okay, as an actor, and you're a young guy, first of all, R.C., do you do any theater at school at Chatsworth?
Yeah, I've done Equity Waiver. I've done Equus for our junior class. And I've done The Crucible at the Coronet in Hollywood. So I've done a little bit. You know, I did Hamlet, and I also have the soliloquy from Hamlet. That's one thing that I feel I've got in my favor that a lot of these actors don't. I have a piece of work that I'm going to do, and I do have experience being in front of an audition and auditioning.
So because I was going to ask you, do they give you some sides? And in the business, a side is known as lines from it.
Yeah, they're going to give us sides, but I'm training as a Shakespearean actor. I'm going to throw a couple of curveballs at them that I think that they're going to like very, very deeply. It's going to be a lot of fun.
So are you going to do...
Well, I'm going to read something from Hamlet, and I've got some things that I'm going to do.
Tell me about the auditioning process. Even though you're young, you've auditioned in front of professionals?
Yeah, I guess you can say I've been around the block a little bit, Phil, but there's other kids here, too, that are good, too.
What would you do standing in front of George Lucas auditioning for the part of Anakin Skywalker?
Well, that's a very good question. I guess the first thing any actor should do is compliment Mr. Lucas, tell him that you've seen all of his films. They really like that. They want to know that you're familiar with his work. And then ask him stuff about the movies. You know, like, something that I want to know about is, and I wrote it down, I'm going to ask Mr. Lucas, in the movie Indiana Jones, when the vapor comes up from the Ark, is that God or is that the angel of death or what is it? Because I think that it shows familiarity with his work.
So you're in front of the man himself, George Lucas, and you'll ask him about other films and...
Yeah, other things that he's done, because they're flattered by that and they want to hear that. Then the other thing that I'll do is, you know, whatever he gives me to read, I'll be free to ad-lib around it, because they like that. They want to know that you can create on your feet. They want to know that you can ad-lib. And
So if he gives you a side, I'm interested in this, R.C., if he gives you a side from the film and the line is, let's say, one from the old film, Luke, I am your father, could you ad-lib that?
Well, I wouldn't ad-lib that. That's a classic line. But if it's the first time I say, Luke, I'm your dad, I could say I'm your dad, I'm... Luke, look at me, I'm your father. Luke, here I am, I'm your father. You can do that. You can ad-lib. Writers like that.
We're talking with R.C. Collins. He is a young man who's in San Francisco. He's going to try to get in an audition for George Lucas for the part of Anakin Skywalker in the forthcoming Episode 2. Tell me what you thought of Jake Lloyd's performance in Episode 1.
Well, I don't want to be critical of Mr. Lloyd, but it was very weak in my opinion. I didn't think it was strong at all. I don't think he received good direction, and I don't think Mr. Lucas was directing those scenes with Jake Lloyd. His direction's traditionally been stronger. And for that kid to get on the screen and ham it up the way he did, real heavy-handed, ham-fisted stuff, really, young Jake had no strength to his acting, and I think I can bring that to the table. I think I bring that to the party, that I'm pretty strong.
Tell me, you said you have a piece prepared?
Yes, I do.
Can you, what is it?
It's the Hamlet soliloquy from Hamlet.
And you have memorized this?
Yes, I have, Phil. I know this thing backwards and inwards, and when I get in and I lay this on George Lucas, you know, you'll be holding on for mercy when I get this sucker rolling.
All right. This is from Hamlet, the soliloquy, right?
This is Hamlet. To be or not to be.
Go ahead. R.C. Collins.
To be or not to be, that's the question. Whether is nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of the outrageous fortune, or to take arms against a sea of troubles and by opposing end them. To die to sleep no more and by a sleep. To say we end the heartache and the thousand natural shocks that flesh is heir to, 'tis a consummation.
To hold me as a wish.
To die to sleep. To perchance dream. Aye, there's the rub, for in that sleep of death what dreams may come when we have.
Shuffled off tomorrow, Carl.
Must give us pause. There's the respect that makes calamity of so long a life. For would bear the whips of scorn, oppressor's wrong, the pangs of despised love, and the...
Let me interrupt you. You are saying that by memory.
Yes, sir.
You memorized that.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead. It's good.
Thank you. For who would bear the whips of scorn of time,
the pangs of despised love, and the...
When he himself might, with a bare bodkin, who would fardels bear, but the dread of something after death, the undiscovered. Country from whose born... No traveler returns, puzzles the will, and enterprises of great pith and moment, the ferophilia, by be all my sins remembered.
And that is the...
That's the soliloquy from Hamlet. The other thing that I think gives me some strength, Phil, and that...
Well, first of all, let me give you a round of applause on that. It was very good. Hey, that was good.